on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
I want you to try to guess the answer to this question. I mean, it's arguably an insane answer. What percentage of people do you think are okay meeting somebody romantically at a funeral?
Hey, you're now sitting at the singles table. I wanna know what love is. Oh, with Kramer.
Mix 106.5.
Yeah. Welcome to the singles table, everybody. God.
Yeah?
Still doing this segment, y'all. This is one of those things, too, that we plan, and we're like, oh, this would be a fun little segment that we'll do in my short single phase, right?
Real short.
I'm single, so when there's breaking news in the single world, I'll be the one that will bring it to you. Y'all, there is a survey out this morning talking about what percentage of people are comfortable meeting someone at a funeral or death-related place, which, while they're doing surveys like this, I don't know. I'm just the messenger. What would you think the answer is? Like, if I just asked, if I walked up to you on the street and was just like, well, just boom, and you can form, before I give you the answer, you come up with, well, first off, would you be comfortable if a guy came up to you at a funeral and was like, hey, what's up, Shara? What's up, girl? I like that mourning you're doing right now. Some sweet tears. Let me.
Well, if they did it like that, it's not gonna go well. No, I think it depends.
Kisses off, like, your cheek, girl.
Whose funeral? Yeah. Like, if you're like super close to them,
like,
I think that's like super inappropriate and weird. I guess if it's like a distant, no, this is so inappropriate. Like, I can't even like find a way to justify this. I feel like I'm not knocking anyone that met the love of their life at a funeral if that happened to you, but I don't know how receptive
also, okay,
I'd be.
To be fair, and it sounds ridiculous, but to be fair, because Charlotte and I are both single, it is hard out there. It is hard out there. I'm never one to turn down an opportunity to meet somebody, right?
So, but it's like, just like, why is that what you're thinking about during a funeral? I think that's what concerns me. It's like, aren't there people who are like into people crying? Like, I'd be worried you're like one of those people.
One of those people.
Yeah.
What do you think the number is? What percentage of people think are comfortable with it?
It's going to be stupidly high, isn't it?
Yeah. But what if I didn't tell you it was stupidly high, what would you think the answer was?
Like 20%.
I would, if you asked me, I would say 5. If you just asked me, like, just off, I obviously know the answer. If you asked me what percentage do I think of people would be comfortable, I would say 5.
Yeah, I guess I would have said more like 10, 15
before
I knew it was high. Yeah.
Here's your answer. And I'm going to break down these different death kind of things, okay?
Oh.
Let's go to meeting somebody at a cemetery, okay?
Oh, that's kind of mysterious.
Okay, so you'd be into that.
Well, that's
you'd
not
be
a right. funeral.
I mean, yo,
if you're just like both walking around the cemetery, you're like, eh.
No, but you're both there for like probably
grieving?
A grieving process.
Well, no, there's cemeteries that do movie nights and stuff. I'm serious.
61% of Gen Z say they're fine with it. 71% of millennials say they're fine with meeting somebody at a cemetery. 71%.
That's crazy.
71% of millennials are.
And we're talking about like meeting the living, right?
Yeah. Well,
like,
yeah.
Like,
I hope.
We're not that desperate, right?
Okay. What about exchanging contact information with somebody at a funeral? 55% of Gen Z said they are okay. 65% of millennials.
That's so weird.
Like, can you imagine?
You trying to mourn with me?
Yo, like, what in the world? Like, what is even your opening line? Okay, what percentage of people say that flirting should be socially acceptable at a funeral?
I hope, like, 0%. I hope.
And like, what is even that flirt? What do you say? 41% of Gen Z say that's okay. 52% of millennials say they're totally down with flirting.
I'm astounded.
I mean,
and horrified.
I think that what it goes to show too is like, it's funny how Gen Z is less accepting of it, because I think millennials are like, listen, we're getting old, man. We got to take it where we can get it, like funeral cemeteries.
No, seriously,
hitting me here or there. All right, I mean, clearly we have to ask the question. I don't expect calls right now, but God, if we get one, you'll make the show today. Is anybody listening right now ever met somebody at a funeral? I don't expect calls. We're not going to expect calls, but anybody listening right now, meet somebody at a funeral. We just want to know how that happened. Like, what was that?
Wait.
I'm sorry. We have got to stop the show for a second. Wait, Mark, you swear the story's true?
Yeah, we were in our 20s. It was a friend from high school, so we were all drinking buddies.
Okay. And what happened? And what's the story here?
She was looking hot, and I just told her she made me stiff like the body in the casket.
Oh, my God.
And that worked?
And then we were drinking at the after party, and then we just hooked up.
Wait, okay, hang
but
on.
What was her reaction to that comment?
Right. You're literally at a funeral, Mike, and like you literally like first off, whose funeral was this?
I was a friend from high school.
Oh, so a mutual friend of y'all's, and so you thought of all things.
Yeah, we all went to high school together.
Okay, and you thought you should tell her that that you were physically impressed by her, and that line would have been good. And apparently, it worked. What was her response back when you told her that? Because clearly, it worked.
I just got a giant smile, and then we went to the after party, and we were shooting shots, and one thing led to another.
And then you hooked up after the funeral. Does that feel weird to you now, Mike, in hindsight at all? Are you looking back on that like, damn, that's weird?
Yeah, it was weird, but I learned, you know, you can't do that at a funeral.
Wait, why did you learn that, though? Was it not,
just as I got older and stopped the drinking.
Yeah, maybe relax on the drinks, maybe before the funeral. Hey, live and learn, right? It's a live and learn kind of situation.
Exactly.
Yo, Mike proves it. Maybe, I guess she wasn't your soulmate, but at least it was a one night kind of situation.
Shout
over
to
at
the rigor mortis pickup line. Yeah. That is quite unique.
There goes Mike. Hey, Mike, we appreciate you, my guy.
All right, have a good one.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.